they like to keep to themselves, but they can't really, because they have the biggest fishing rodeo, the tarpon rodeo. They have people from all over the place that come to Grand Isle for the tarpon rodeo. They have redfish rodeo, and then what keeps Grand Isle alive with oil companies, because I mean, you have your Humboldt dock down there, and you have, you know, because they can get to the rigs out there. And 7 miles off of Grand Isle is the sulfur platforms. It's the only sulfur mine over water. Freeport Sulfur constructed that. My husband worked on there one time.
Isn't there a place called Port Sulfur?
Port Sulfur is in Plaquemines Parish. That's by Burris and Triumph and down there, below New Orleans, by the mouth of the river.
What's that area like? I was thinking about going down there.
Orange country. They grow a lot of orange trees, and they have, like I said, it's in the mouth of the river. They, you know, they have docks and everything for the ships to transport the sulfur and what have you. I'm not too familiar with Plaquemines Parish.
So you tell me that your husband, what sort of work does he do?
He's a welder.
And is he very active in church or clubs or anything like that?
The only thing he does is when he leaves work, he likes to come home and do the same thing. He started last weekend to build a little shop in the back, to build a little welding shop so we can clear up this back, and he wants to start welding on weekends, try to make a few extra dollars. That's what he likes to do. That's his main interest. He loves to fool around with machinery and welding and stuff like that.
Were his parents born in this area? Were they?
His mother was born in Grand Isle, and his daddy was born in Gibson, which is a small community just a few miles from here, going toward Morgan City.
Tell me what this area is like, how much it's changed in the past few years, or what most of the people do for a living here.
Well, like I said before, most of the people depend on oil. You know, oil, seafood, and sugar cane. That's the main industries down here. And, you have a lot of shrimpers. You have men that catch fish. You have oyster fishermen. And then you have your sugar cane farmers. And then, like I say, oil is related to so many things. You have your wireline services, you have your fabricators, you have food services that thrive on oil industry. Well, you have, and now further along the river, you have a lot of chemical plants because of their location on the Mississippi River. I have a brother-in-law that works for a chemical plant, American Cyanamid.
Is this some? What are the plantations like here? Are they mainly owned by large companies or individuals?
Large companies. Your smaller farmers lease land, you know, but most of them are owned by large companies.
And you said this is about 50% black here?
The school is. You know, because of, I don't know how to describe it, the school right now is just about 50-50.
What about just the general, just in short?
Well, like the black people are concentrated in three different areas around here. You know, they're not spread out, they're concentrated. Like in the little community of Gray, then they have Johnson Ridge, and then they have Levittown.
So in this general area, would you say it's about 40 or 50%?
Yeah, I would.